The next patient is Scott Lang. The last name is L-A-N-G. 56-year-old kidney transplant recipient. Surgery was done in 2007. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf. 0.5 milligrams POVID and mycophenolate, 500 milligrams three times a day. The patient comes for a follow-up. He said CKD-3-8. The serum creatinine is 1.3. The VN is 19, the estimated EFR is 63 mL per minute. The Prograf level is 4.1, which for a patient that is 16 years out with the kidney transplant is pretty close to what we want to be, and even more when the BK virus in urine, a qualitative determination was positive. Pending is the quantitative determination and the serum Prograf levels. Period. The protein creatinine ratio has been increasing progressively since 2022 was 395 milligrams per gram. In July of 23 was 648, and in October of this year is 1,184. The blood pressure, according to the readings at home, has been under control. The patient says that he's under a lot of stress. Today, the blood pressure is 160 over 90. He has been taking irbesartan, 150 milligrams on daily basis. Period. He is on Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. At this point, we are going to increase the Jardiance, continue with the administration of irbesartan, and do the workup for the BK virus. The possibilities for the proteinuria could be related to chronic allograft nephropathy, diabetic nephropathy, BK virus, and nephropathy. We are going to give him a short appointment, reevaluate the case, and make a decision. He might need a kidney biopsy.
Web services.
Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia.
Okay, I see the network. Okay, you want me to press on the network setup?
In the lipid profile that was recently done, the cholesterol is 155, HDL is 35, and LDL it can be calculated because of the hypertriglyceridemia of 724 milligrams. At this point, we are going to start the patient on fenofibrate, and we will follow very closely. We are aware of the comorbidities associated to it. Even more in the presence of atorvastatin. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 7.3. It has been stable. The patient follows the diet and follows the recommendations. The increase of the Jardiance is going to improve the hemoglobin A1C, And hopefully by increasing the giardias to 25 milligrams every day, we make an impact in the proteinuria.
Paging.
Marlene Park 1.
The patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is not active. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without symptoms at this time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.
Okay.